Welcome back, fans. Sam Crowley back. Minimalism, part two. Let's talk about it. Documentary I watched this weekend over the Christmas holiday had a severe impact on me. And you know what's wild? Like I mentioned, we all have this seed inside of us. You know, it's been planted inside of us. We've got this passion. Something triggers that to explode. Or it doesn't, you know, or it just never happens. Here's what I think, though. You know what happens with most people that just live a life of regret and they never really, you know, go for their dream? They want to. That seed's been planted in all of us, but there's so much dirt that's been covered on top of that and just piled on top 10 and 20 and 30 years of going to a job and bad relationships and failures and stuff you tried, it didn't work, and then you get this negative self-talk and it starts talking to you and messing with your head, and all of a sudden you're not even 10% of who you were 20 years ago. And nothing's changed. I mean, you've got more brain cells than you had, firing even better than they were before. You're wiser. You got more experience. You know better. But it's the negative self-talk. It's all of this crap, this story that you believe now that you can't do what it is that you thought you could do 20 years ago. I don't know. Maybe time. Maybe you figure time got away from you. So that dream you wanted to go after, you know, in the 1980s or 90s, you know, can't happen now. Or maybe it was 5 years ago. Hell, maybe it was 5 weeks ago. You know, something happened. Now you're down and out. Maybe your bank account doesn't have as many zeros at the end of it. Whatever it is, none of it matters. None of it matters. We're all, you know, I'll be dead in 30 years. I'm 48 years old. I think the average male lives to about 75, 78 years old. So I'm counting down. I got 30 years left, maybe. And that's if things don't, you know, go haywire. That's if something doesn't happen to me that happened to the guy Eugene O'Kelly, I believe is his name, Chasing Daylight, the number one book I recommend to everybody. If you've never read Chasing Daylight, go ahead and read it, because he got 90 days to live. One of the top four CEOs in the United States of an accounting firm, one of the top four accounting firm CEOs in the U.S., riding high and living life. And then 90 days to live, and that's it. So he had to wind down his life, and he had to say goodbye to relationships, and it was pretty wild how he did that. I won't give a spoiler alert, but he pretty much found out who and where he was spending most of his time and why that probably was an inverted relationship with where it should have been. All right, Chasing Daylight, pick it up on Amazon. You will love it. Also, The Minimalist, okay. Minimalists on Netflix. I watched the documentary. These two guys decided to downsize their life and just focus on what was important. So yeah, I went through my walk-in closet, like I mentioned on the previous show, for example, and just asked, what purpose does this shirt, what purpose do these pants serve in my life? What purpose do these socks? Imagine looking in your closet and saying, what purpose do this pair of socks serve me? Besides keeping my feet warm, if I haven't seen them in the last 2 months, they're out the door. They are out the door. And it also triggered in my mind, hey, these two are doing these little, you know, Tommy Boy selling out of the back of their truck type of movement, going from city to city. Then they end up on the Today Show and all that good stuff. But they were just doing grassroots, sharing their story, wanting to get a hug from people. I said, you know what? That's pretty damn cool. I'm going to do that with my Everyday Saturday business and share the message that I have with you. So if you'd like me to come to your hometown, hit me up on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Send me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. As I mentioned on the previous show, I want to keep it regionally at first around the Midwest, and then we'll branch out. Just because got some commitments with my daughter, Susan, coming up in Children's Hospital. She has a scope with her trach tube that she breathes out of. That's coming up on January 10th through 11th. Say a prayer for the Crowley family, January 10th and 11th, or 9th and 10th, one of those two, second week of January. And then after that, we're going to rock and roll. And so let's talk about your life, where things are right now. It's always a good time to reflect now that we're at the end of the year. What'd you do great in 2016? What'd you do not so great in 2016? Why did you allow yourself to play small in some areas when you knew you shouldn't have? And I mentioned this in the previous show, these guys that did this documentary, they had no email list, they had no following, they had no podcast or YouTube channel or anything like that. But now they've got 4 million subscribers to a blog that just got launched in the last year or so. I don't know. Well, who cares if it was 2 years ago? Would you agree 4 million is a big number? Is that a true statement? Okay. Compared to 100 million, it's not a true statement. Compared to 4, it's a true statement. Okay. Some of you have 4 subscribers right now, meaning 4 people who would opt into your newsletter, your free giveaway, or something like that. How do you get to 400, 4,000, 40,000? Well, I can tell you, my email list grew in 2009 from a couple of hundred to 80,000 in 3 months. Okay, how did that happen? I created a product, the 6 Days to Saturday product. By the way, both of the 6 Days to Saturday version 1 and 2, 12 audios with a companion workbook and all of that, those are actually bonus giveaways when you come on board the Everyday Saturday Academy. Go to edislive.com, take advantage of the 6-pay feature. $97 gets you in the Academy and all those bonuses. Like I mentioned, 6 Days to Saturday. But I created that first product, version 1, 6 audios, back in 2009. Met a guy named Sean who was a JV broker, got me in touch with some big-time JVs. They had no reason to mail for me to their list with the exception of they thought the product was great. You know, it was authentic. It was something new. And by the way, they got paid a nice healthy commission for promoting it. I gave away a lot of commissions on it. I had no name in the industry whatsoever, but went from zero, pretty much zero, to 80,000 subscribers because these people mailed their lists. And when they mailed their list, their subscribers went to my lead page, my landing page, put their name and email in to get the giveaway. At the time, it was a powerful landing page with Dustin Salisbury, a kid who was in the U.S., was in the armed services here, serving in the Middle East, and he had 15 minutes a week to be on the internet. 15 minutes a week. The kid was like 21, 22 years old. And he listened to this podcast, the Everyday Saturday podcast. This was back in 2009, for 15 minutes a week and dreamed the other 167 hours of the week about his very own Saturday. God, every time I think of that story, I think, why would he listen to me? Of all the things you could watch, I mean, kid's 21, think of what you would listen or watch in 15 minutes when you're 21, 22 years old. He comes back from Iraq and ends up buying real estate, goes nuts buying these foreclosures, no money down, and real estate guru, man, in like 6 months. Crazy. It's all in the mind. It's just 100% mindset. But that was the landing page. I featured his YouTube video. You can still watch the video if you just go to Everyday Saturday on YouTube, look at my channel, and just go back to 2009. You'll see Dustin's testimonial. Very, very powerful. But anyway, everybody who mailed to that landing page, the person put their name and email in, boom. It goes into my autoresponder now. They're on my list now and start marketing to them. 80,000 people. Craziest damn thing you ever saw. I couldn't believe it until it actually happened all throughout the spring and summer of 2009. New joint venture partners would come on board because it was a good product, a good message. And, you know, I'm an honest guy that pays commissions. That helps as well, which isn't, you know, which is kind of unusual, let's just say that, in this industry. But back to you. You can do the exact same thing. These guys that created this documentary, they just followed their passion. They never once, and boy, you get the sense of this at the very beginning, they never one time did it for the money. They didn't even care. They never even knew. Look, you can tell also they had no marketing skills whatsoever. And I don't say that to take a shot at them. I say that and that was one of their attributes. They didn't go into a book signing to be all salesy, you know, to promote and sell people. They just went to get a hug. They really did just go to get a hug from people and to share what they learn about this minimalist type of mindset that all we do our whole life is we accumulate crap. And look, it is crap. Be honest with yourself. We could live. Here's another statistic that they said. We could live in just a few rooms in our home. They did a heat map that showed where most families spend their time, you know, in their home, wife, husband, kids, and 86% of dining rooms go unused. 86%. Most of the time is spent, and I know that's the way it is in our house. We have a little table in our, you know, kitchen, kind of goes into the living room, great room area. We just sit there and have dinner. A couple kids sit at the counter. We chat. We don't sit at the dining room table every night and talk about our day and things like that. We should. We talk about our day, but it's kind of scattered. Hey, over here. Hey, over there at the counter. Hey, what's going on? That's most U.S. families. So most of the people spend their time in the kitchen, in one TV room, and a bathroom. Okay, and that's about it. So all this space we have in these McMansions that have been built throughout suburbia doesn't even get used. Is that the way it is at your house? Because I can tell you it's the way it is in mine. And I'm telling you, oh my God, I got so many ideas. I mean, the for sale sign almost went in the front yard the night I watched that thing. They had to tie me to a gurney here at the house, my wife and kids, to make sure I didn't do that. Everything's for sale on eBay here. Getting rid of everything. Got no clothes left. Minimalist society. I don't even care. Who cares if you make $100,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $100? It isn't even about the money. So many people attach it. Well, geez, you make money. It doesn't matter how much money you make. Money isn't even real. It's just energy. It doesn't even matter. It's not even real. Banks don't even have the money available anyway to pay you if something were to happen. Forget about money, man. That ain't even why we're here. I got 30 years left at best on Earth. How much do you got? Are you older or younger than I am? Doesn't matter, though. George Michael just died a couple days ago. The guy was 53 years old. Wham! George Michael dies on Christmas. Just listen to a song, Last Christmas. Talk about stuff that blows your mind. Listen to George Michael, Christmas morning. Last Christmas. Da-da-da-da-da. And the guy's dead 8 hours later. Craziest damn thing you ever heard. 53! He probably thought he was going to live a little while longer, wouldn't you guess? So here's my point. When are you going to start doing stuff for the first time? When are you going to shed all the crap in your life and do something again for the first time? Get excited, man. Get jacked up. Hit me up. I want to know. Email me, sam@everydaysaturday.com, or hit me up on Twitter. However you got to get a hold of me, send a damn smoke signal if you have to, carrier pigeon. Can we get 20, 30, 50 people in a room so we can create some momentum and I can share with you the 10 years of what it was like to quit a job, the ups and downs, the absolute roller coaster. Throw a baby being born at 24 weeks in there and how her life was saved, I believe, by me not having a job. All of that. Would you like to hear that? Can you get some people together in your hometown? Let me know. Let's do it. Let's create this movement. Oh, and by the way, you know what we're going to do. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.